Okay, welcome to the first episode of Team Rocket. I'm with Jesse and Jimmy, otherwise known as James, Team Rocket, and I am Meowth, the third member of Team Rocket. Thanks for coming in, boys. It's a bit of a play. Obviously, if you're a Pokemon fan, the boys have copped this from your childhood.
Primary school.
Let's give a bit of a rundown. So where are you from, boys? A little bit of a brief history and that sort of stuff.
So we're from the Gong, and we live in Dapto, near the famous Dapto dog track.
Beautiful.
That every punter in this world knows about.
It's a good start for a degenerate.
Great start. Many Thursday nights down at the local down there. And then, we joined the SPC in August. And then, the goal from there was to start posting before the spring carnival to get invited to the SPC party. And that was our first box ticked.
Yeah, well, you got to the SPC party. You did put up enough tips to get in there. At one point, I thought you were the same person because I wasn't reading it properly.
We should clear that up first.
Yeah, so...
For everyone that didn't know, we are now two people.
Yep.
Not just the one person. I'm quality over quantity, and Jimmy's quantity over quality, so...
Your losses can't run forever.
Yeah, there's a good little rivalry that's been happening in the SPC for the people that aren't aware. This is, mainly going to be going into the SPC and building up that platform. People always said that I look like my brothers. So these are we're actually triplets. We're not twins. So, happy to have you in, boys. Like I said, you've been putting in the work. You get a lot of interaction on some of your plays. So... excited for this new thing where what we're going to do is the sort of the basis of the show is going to, we're going to get your boys best each. That's just on any race, mainly most likely on Saturdays. But if you see something midweek or Sunday that you love, I'll pick a race that we'll go head to head on. We'll also do your best sports bet because I know you boys, both love your sports. Jess, obviously, big Lakers fan. We'll find that out later in the show. We're going to do a future of any kind. So that'll be sports or horse racing bet. And then we'll also have a roughie of any kind. So, more than likely, that's probably going to be a horse. But that's sort of the basis of the show. And then once we build it up, maybe next week, we might introduce a mystery punter. If you're aware of the Pokemon, they have the mystery Pokemon before they cut to ads. So we thought it'd be a bit of a giggle to get people involved that way. Have a mystery punter, and if they salute, then they might get an opportunity to get a shout out on the podcast, get a shout out in the SBC, and grow themselves to the stardom that you boys got right now in the SBC.
Just like to say a big thanks to yourself and Isaac again.
No worries, boys. All right, well, let's get straight into it. So looking over the weekend, boys, we'll start off with you, Jess, because you're sitting to me left. Who do you watch? What's your best?
My best, forget its name. Give me a sec. My best of the day is Eagle Farm Race 1 Profit. You want to know why?
Yeah, Profit. So what's it paying to?
$4.60 at the moment.
Yep.
Expect it to start shorter, but reason being, it's first up record and loves the track and trip. J Max on board.
Yeah.
So that's a plus. And his last prep, he finished 1.4 and 1.6 left off the big Harrovian. So
beautiful.
I think that's pretty good form lines to take into that race.
There's some nice things going into that. Boys, just before I come to you, Jimmy, is there something that you obviously look to? He's big on trainers and jockeys. Is that weigh into your decisions most times?
Quite a bit.
Always have to respect a jockey, especially when the likes of J-Mac goes onto a certain horse.
Yep.
Even Jamie Carr. Even the market follows those type of jockeys, and it's, for a reason. Usually they salute, so it's definitely something you can follow.
I've actually put that in Jimmy's ones, but I'll keep going all the way down. So what about you, Jim? Who's your best of the week?
So my best of the week is pretty obvious for people who have followed me in the SPC, and that
I'm
is...
I'm going to put it down now.
Yeah, Scope knows it. That is Prince of Boom in the big race for the two-year-olds up there. Literally do not have to say much about this horse.
Is that in the six at Eagle Farm?
Yeah, that's the six at Eagle Farm. He's currently $4.20. Ooh. When I first mentioned this horse to the boys, the degenerates in the SPC WhatsApp, he was $101 for this race.
So that was before it raced. Is that right? So the information you got before going into that race.
Before its maiden.
So before its maiden victory, my boss is actually best mates with one of the part owners. And they were told by Robbie Heathcote that
got something special?
Horse, yeah, this horse is special. And, yeah, Ben Thompson, the jockey who rides it, he just said, wherever this horse goes, I want to be with it. So,
gee, that's nice. It's gone on to win 2 from 2 to start its career.
Yeah, absolutely shit in both races. And then, yeah, it's $4.20 this weekend. And the only thing that beats it is bad luck. So I'm pretty confident.
Very confident. You've been talking it up. Like I said, I started writing it down. Just like Jesse's future sports bet, I have a feeling where he's going to go there. Youth boys, you know, once you're on something, you ride it all the way through the Punters Club, and then we've got our own little WhatsApp group. So
yeah, Jimmy's well renowned for his compulsive lying, but I'll back him on this one.
You know what? That says a lot. So for people that don't know, when actually Jesse jumps on something that Jimmy's keen on, you can tell that they're both really high on it. So that could be one to salute on. Oh, just one thing I want to say right off the top of this show. It's currently 2:30 on Thursday. We will be dropping this podcast tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon at some stage. So if the odds have changed a little bit, as they do, and from hour to hour, day to day, there could be – hold on, boys. This is – just get the Touch ID going. Oh, there we go. We're back up. All right, boys. So we're going to stay up in Queensland and in between a few of the races that you got going.
Yeah.
For the head-to-head, we're going to go the Queensland Derby. So who are you selecting? Jimmy, you want to go first in this one because Jess went first?
Yeah, so in the Derby, so I'm going Senor Toba. It's a Walla runner.
Yep.
He was short favourite last start on the wet track, but this horse grows another leg when he's on top of the ground.
Yep.
And he'll get that this weekend.
And how much is Senor Toba playing?
He's currently $5 for the win, and there was $1.90 the place. So you could take him each way or straight out.
Yep.
And yeah, he's back on top of the ground this week. He was flat last start and then really picked up late, and he charged to the line and ran third. And yeah, back on a good track this week. He'll see out the 2400. I reckon.
Was the same distance last race as
It was 2,000 metres.
Okay.
But he was just, back last on a rain-affected track. Just wasn't comfortable.
Didn't suit
him. And then, he'll bounce back this week, and I reckon he'll take out the Derby.
Car park, but.
Yeah, but he goes back anyway, so it's his racing style.
True.
Do not debate me on racing,
Jess. Yeah, here we go. All right, Jess, who do you like in that race?
If I'm pronouncing it right, Cucaracha.
Cucaracha. Let me have a look at that. I'll get that up.
We got a tote
here. Get the spelling. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. K-U-K-E-R.
Say that again.
K-U-K.
Yep.
E-R.
Yep.
A-C-H-A.
Cucaracha. Yeah, that sounds like it. That's right.
Sounds good enough. Reason being for this is Waller's got a shit ton of horses in it.
Yep.
And J-Max on board this one. So that gives me a bit of hope that it's going to run a good race, and it's been improving every run so far this prep, and I think fourth up it'll be peaking for this.
Get $13 about that too, eh?
You get 13?
Yeah, 13 on Sportsbet here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Tab tote was 14.
There you go. So that's good information. We got 14s on tab. You might have to go on the Tommy Waterhouse app too to compare on some of these and see if you can get better odds.
Match those odds.
Yeah. We'll have to hit him up. You know he's a mate of mine. So we've got Cucaracha versus Senor Toba. We're obviously going to keep tabs of these as we move forward. And then we'll see. We'll keep collecting the data.
Yeah.
After about 5 weeks, we'll see who's got the lead. And then there might even be some punishments, a bit like me and Simi with the merch sales. We can come up with something.
Who's putting up the punishments?
I like that.
Yeah, Jacko.
I like the look of that world's hottest chip over there. So none of you better fuck this up, man. Cucaracha is correct pronunciation as well, mate.
Okay.
So congrats.
Appreciate that.
Okay, boys, on to the next section. We're going to go with sports bet.
Yep.
Is there something that you've looked at over the weekend for the sports? Who do you like? It can be NBA, NRL, golf, anything you want.
So I'm heading towards the NBA.
Okay.
My pick is Saturday for us.
Yep.
Dallas Mavericks.
Currently got a 2-0 lead on Los Angeles and going back home to Dallas.
Back to Dallas. I have Dallas 1-10 in that match.
Yep.
Luka 30 points plus.
Yep.
And then 6 plus assists and rebounds.
So, yep. Luka 36 and 6.
Yeah.
And how much is that paying?
It was $6.16.
It's not bad.
On Neds. the walking mismatch, Luka Doncic.
He's been doing a number on Pat Beverley, hasn't he?
Yeah, on everyone, man. Can't
even shooting the J over Kawhi.
Yeah, the future face of the NBA.
Put him 30 feet Luka. Out.
What about you, Jim?
So I've come up with one. A few of my mates know I'm a diehard Warriors supporter. Yeah, so
we ran into you at the Warriors-Dragons game. Yeah, it looks weird.
What a win. Yeah,
little Aussie from fucking South Coast who's rocking the Warriors. That's a giggle. Warriors.
But so I'm going to back them to win again this week against the Cowboys.
Yep.
The Cowboys have a few outs, and they're bringing Javid Bowen and Hamiso Tabuifoto in the centres, and I think they're a bit vulnerable on the edge there. So I'm going to go the Warriors to win.
Yep.
And any time try scorer, I'm going to back my boy Yui. So
Ewan Aiken.
So get him across for a meat pie.
Yep.
So that's around $4.30 on Ned's. So yeah, you'll be fetching around $4.30 on all the other betting agencies. So that's who I'm going with.
Yeah, not bad. Just a nice little two-legger. Ewan Aiken to score and Warriors get up. I like the thought process there, boys. Not bad bets. Going on to the futures. Let's get to the futures. Jesse, I might as well put yours down because I know where you're going. But Jim, what are you going?
So my future will be in 2 weeks on Saturday in the JJ Atkins race in Brisbane.
Yep.
It hurts me to go against Prince of Boom, who's also listed in that race. But I'm going to go for Port Louis, who's currently $7 on the early market.
Yep.
He's going to be around 35 days or so into his run on Saturday. So I reckon he'll be a little underdone for that. And he'll be set to peak for the JJ Atkins, which is over 1,600. He's one of the only ones that are proven at the distance. Handles any track condition. So he can go back and sprint, and then he can sit on pace and has his sprint as well. So
lots of love about him. You've talked me into that. I might have a little bit on that.
So he was good in the I don't know who that booked for it. But yeah, I'm very confident he'll get over Prince of Boom in the JJ Atkins. Just I'm not confident Prince of Boom runs out the 1600.
Mm. And is that for those races? Because the future races are they 100% in the race at this stage, or?
Yeah, so he's second in the market, so that's his grand final is the JJ Atkins. So, him and Prince of Boom, they're all going to that race after this Saturday. So, barring injuries or any little mishaps in the lead-up, they should definitely be running in the race. So, you're very confident he can win it. By next week. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jesse, tell us why King James and the Lakers are going to win the championship.
I'm adamant on this. I was trying to chuck in LeBron for finals MVP as well, but for some reason there's like a glitch in the codes with that. But throughout the regular season, number one defense, like for a good majority of it, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, like fucking Twin Towers walking mismatch. Ready to go back to back. The team got better this year. Their role players got better.
They did.
And I think that will play Brooklyn, and I just think AD is like a mismatch for everyone on that team. And then, like I said,
Harden loves to go missing.
You got LeBron James. You've got a chance on any team.
Yeah, are you not worried that LeBron said that his ankle will never be 100% again?
He posted that to get the odds up for the people.
All right, so what are you on? Are you on LeBron MVP or are you on Lakers to win the championship?
I'll go Lakers to win the chip.
Okay, and what was that? What are they playing? Sorry,
$5. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad for the Lakers. Obviously, 1-1 in the series are currently with the Suns, or are they playing today?
1-1
still. It's going to be. I think that it's going to be quite a difficult task to get out of that series as well for him.
CP3,
because he's an injury. Yeah, because he dislocated his shoulder.
Is that what it was?
No. In the first game, yeah. So I was worried sick about him after that fall. But
you're probably hoping Phoenix done him, weren't you?
No, I'm not. You know what? Like when I put that article out the other day, the game's better when LeBron's playing. Like the further he goes, the better it is. Like, I love watching him play. I'd love to see them play the Nets because I think the Nets will smoke them. But that's just my opinion. This is not my betting show. I'm going to get involved with one little piece of jam right at the end, but I'm going to back you on all these bets, boys. I'm going to put the SPC money on all the bets as well. So, I'm backing yous all the way. So as much as it hurts me to say, I'm actually going to, for the first time in my life, I'm going to be putting money on a LeBron-led team. So I'm doing this for the sake of this show.
Thank me in 2 months' time.
Do you have a roughie in any? You've actually got really good odds most of the way. Like, you know, looking at their futures, even your best of, you know, 460 and 420 boys. So, geez, I'm looking forward to finding out what this roughie's going to be.
Who's jumping first here?
I'll go first here. So I've got a roughie of Doom here. It's paying very juicy odds, but oh yeah, I do love getting around a big roughie. We got Caulfield Race 7.
Yep.
Guizzo at $26 the win and 7 the place. That's on tab, but the odds might be different elsewhere.
We're going head to head in that race, Jim.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Even better. Yeah. That adds a bit of spice to it.
Can we put a whoever has a losing leg in this?
I'm going to $26.
This is between you boys, yeah?
I'm going to $26.
Speaking of likes, CJ. This is between you boys, but yeah, I'm going ahead. I'm going to get involved in this roughy part because mine's a bit of roughy as well. Yeah. Not as rough as I've got it on the tab at 26s. Is that what you got?
Yeah, 26s.
Jim?
And $7 a place. So.
Yep. So that's 26 and 7. And what about you, Jim? Oh, I'll announce mine now because we're on that race as well. Race. People that know me, I like a little bit of jam. I don't like sort of going anything too short. I like the 5 to 10 range. That's where I do my best work. I've got a little New Zealand galloper, Asaka. Yeah, he's a go have a look at him. So it's obviously been a New Zealand galloper. It does its best work in the soft. It's had nine races for 5 wins and a second and a third. It races well fresh. First up record, 3 wins from 4 races and a second. And I know it's coming over. It's made the trip over this week, but if there's a little bit of drizzle on the track, generally the Kiwi horses go right. So I'm praying to the gods. I'm praying to the punting gods. It's supposed to be good on Saturday for people listening. So if it stays good, it's only had the one race in on the good, and it hasn't placed. But yeah, yet to see. That's probably not enough data to see whether it can race in the good or the soft as well. So I'm excited about that.
There's no rain predicted.
There is no rain predicted at this stage, but there's a little bit of drizzle today, so hopefully that just drags on to Saturday.
Should I give a little write-up as to why I've gone Guizzo for the punters out there, just to give them some insight? So Guizzo is a track and distance specialist at Caulfield.
Oh, I'm not going to say
that. He's a track and distance – you've got to convince the punters.
Yeah, and by the way, Jimmy's got this written down in his notes. He's not reading straight from the tab.
This is all off. This is all done by myself. You can forgive his last past couple of runs. He was held up heaps bad last start. And then 2 back at Warrnambool, that was just a dog track. Like, nothing was running on. It was, heaps biased for the leaders there. 4 back at the track and trip in open class, which is much tougher than what he faces on Saturday. Didn't get fully into stride until around the last 150 metres, and he hit the line heaps strong. He beat home a horse that day called Exelman, who went around about $2.20 its next start and absolutely brained a field at Caulfield. There'll be a good little tempo in the race with a surreal image, no effort, and Vungas. They're just a few that'll roll forward. So Laura Lafferty goes on board, gets the 3-kilo claim, which brings him heaps well in at the weights.
Yep.
And yeah, he hasn't ran in a race this week in a long time. So if they're coming down the middle of the track at that time of the day and he just gets some luck in running, I reckon he's huge overs at $26. So I'm happy to have a little play on him.
I would like to officially announce that I am off Asaka.
You lost me.
It's worked.
But and I'll tell you what, you might have lost your brother because now he's got a lot to live up to.
Oh, he does.
Make sure you've got a good write-up ready to go too, Jess, for yours.
I've got my write-ups are pretty just short and simple.
Yep.
I don't get too into details about it. I did have a good giggle at someone's
Yeah, we are not professional punters. We just love this.
Oh, your post announcement. Yep. That was a good laugh.
Yep.
Some dudes have an issue with people trying. So
Yeah, a bit of haters, but I'll
give you my it's a roughie. We've got $8 win and $2.80 a place.
Yeah, that's right. That's Jess. Just before you go, it'll be, especially if it's a horse race, anything where you can get your money back for a place. So that's probably the criteria. So, you know, when you're looking at that $7 to $8 price and it's paying $2 more a place, that's plenty for a roughie.
Worth a 1-4 play here then. So mine's back at the farm. Race 8, I'm on Trekking.
Trekking, okay.
Reason being...
So that's at the farm. That's race 8?
Race 8 at
the farm.
So reason being, it's back on top of a good track. Third up form runs well.
Yep.
I think it was 3 from 6 from what I checked up on.
Yeah, I'm getting it up now too as we're going to have a look at these.
So, yeah, tracking his third up form, good track. Could be wrong. Was J-Mac on board this too? No.
Geez, you love a bit of J-Mac, don't you, Jess?
McAvoy was on this one. His last two runs, he's actually flew home and, like, he's ran some pretty good races. He just lost – who did he just lose last time?
Eduardo.
Yeah, he nearly ran down Eduardo.
Yep.
Or Eduardo, however you say it.
Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Come on, Jess.
Yeah. Yeah. Bit slow in English. So he ran, almost ran down Eduardo. You know what I mean.
Yeah, you don't have to say that anymore.
So he's up in trip this time, up to 1300. Is that right? 1300?
Yeah, so I'm just getting up too. He's had against Eduardo, he had Kieran McAvoy aboard, and then he had Huey Bowman when he lost to Nick Anova.
Yeah, and there'll be a shit ton of speed in the race from Savatou XL and Yonker. So I think it'll set up well for trekking to get back in the winner's column. It's been a hot minute, so I'm sure he's due, and he's at some good odds, worth a 1-4 play.
Beautiful, boys.
Do you disagree?
No, I do, but that's...
Of course he does. That's the point of the show. Obviously, with these two boys, they've got a bit of a rivalry going on. They have a bit of a giggle together, so we've got all the data. We've got it written down, so by the time we rock back up this time next week on a Thursday...
Heavy pockets.
Hopefully we got some more money in the kitty. The kitty's taken a bit of a hammering of late, purely because we've backed, mainly my bets. not enough of Jacko's, and definitely not enough of Simmy's when it comes to his footy tips. So we've got some very I'm looking forward to the weekend with a couple of bets we've got going on. I'm looking forward to see how this plays out, boys. Thanks for coming on.
Absolute pleasure. We'll see you all next week.
Right, and I'd multi profit into Spirit of Doom.
Yep. Spirit of Doom. Prince of Boom.
Yeah, I'd suggest multiing that. Leave it on that.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.